Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
Hello, and welcome to the ICMA podcast. Today, our topic is the ESG-related bond market in Japan, with a focus on the new sustainability-linked bond structure. We are honored to have as our guests today three ESG bond experts from Mizuho, a leader in sustainability globally, but also more particularly in Japan. Our guests for today are Yuko Hirano, Senior Vice President, Sustainability Office, Strategic Planning Department of Mizuho Financial Group; Sachi Yi, Head of the Sustainable Finance Office in the Corporate Finance Department of Mizuho Securities; and Manon Inomata, Analyst, Global Capital Markets Promotion Department, also of Mizuho Securities. Hirano-san, Yi-san, and Inomata-san, we are delighted to have you here. Please allow me to start out with a very general question. First, let me start out with a very general question. How has the Japanese ESG-related bond market developed over time? Please give us a little bit of history.
Thank you very much. In Japanese domestic public bond market, the pioneer was Japan International Company Corporation Agency, who issued social bond for the first time in 2016. And the government agency followed afterwards by issuing green bond and social bond. And after that, the amount of green bond issuance increased from 2018, especially from cooperatives which set green building and solar power as UOP. And in December 2019, the amount of ESG bond issued in Japan exceeded 1 trillion yen for the first time. For this Japanese fiscal year, as of September 2020, the market size has already exceeded 1 trillion yen and continue to grow at a striking speed. And traditionally, the majority of corporates issued green bonds, choosing as a UOP the asset that have the effect on environmental improvement. But recently, sustainability bonds became popular and the issuance volume increased, since it can contribute to social issues additionally to environmental issues. We think this shows an increasing trend to appeal to bond investors and promote the sustainability effort of the entire company, showing that they contribute to both environmental and social improvement. It is in the context that Japanese ESG bond market welcomes new type of financing called sustainability linked bond, which links the materiality of business with the issuer's ESG target. In near future, we expect Japanese ESG-related bond market to continue to grow, especially in two bond types, in addition to sustainability-linked bond. First one is issuance of green bond, which sets climate resilience such as adaptation and mitigation as UOP, and second one is tranche bond. We think as the variety of ESG products increases, Japanese ESG-related bond market will expand further.
Okay, thank you very much for that very helpful and detailed history. So in this context, with the Japanese market growing quite fast in ESG, how does Mizuho Group's sustainability strategy contribute to the environmental and social goals, particularly in the capital markets?
We, Mizuho, regard the expansion of the ESG bond market as an expansion of business opportunities, and we are strengthening our structure to promote sustainable business. From the perspective of contributing to environmental and social goals, as Japanese leading financial group, we believe it is important to increase indirect positive impact by providing finance and services to our clients. Specifically, through proactive dialogues, so-called engagement, we aim to deeply understand the issues and needs of our clients. And in order to support our clients' SDGs and ESG initiatives, sustainability-related innovation and risk reduction, including initiatives that address climate change and the transition to a low-carbon society. We propose and provide optimal solutions such as finance and consulting as a group by leveraging the group's broad range of functions. In particular, in the area of finance, in order to proactively fulfill our role in directing capital towards environmental protection and the achievement of the SDGs. Mizuho has set a target of 25 trillion yen dedicated to sustainable finance between Japanese fiscal year 2019 and 2030, of which 12 trillion yen is particularly for environmental finance. For our recent performance from April 2019 to September 2020, sustainable finance totaled 4.4 trillion yen, of which environmental finance totaled 1.7 trillion yen. In the first half of this fiscal year, the amount of financing increasing significantly from the previous fiscal year. We think ESG-related bond underwriting is at the core of sustainable finance and environmental finance. In 2017, Mizuho established sustainable finance desk within Mizuho Security and provided financing for the first model pilot project for green bond issuance promoted by Japan's Ministry of the Environment. Additionally, Mizuho signed a partnership agreement with the Climate Bond Initiatives in 2018. And also in 2019, Sustainable Finance Department was established in Tokyo. We also formed sustainability team at Mizuho International based in London. With our strong global network, Mizuho is leading the market by structuring number of inaugural ESG bond deals, and we aim to continue providing sound support to our clients globally. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Actually, that's quite interesting. And what struck me especially is the fact that you're dedicating 25 trillion yen, which if my math is correct, is about 250 billion US dollars to sustainable finance over the next 10 years, and 12 trillion yen or 120 billion US dollars roughly, particularly for environmental finance over the next 10 years, which is quite a significant investment. And I think one that will actually be necessary to reach our long-term goals. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit and go into a bit more detail about one of the structures you mentioned, which is the sustainability-linked bond, and in particular, an issuer called Hulic, which is out of Japan. It's the first publicly issued SLB. Could you tell us a little bit about this transaction?
Yes. Hulic sustainability-linked bond is a bond offered in Japanese public bond market with maturity of 10 years and issuing amount of 10 billion yen. Therefore, the target investor was those who are able to participate in Japanese public bond market.
So why did Hulic decide to issue this bond in the form of a public sustainability-linked bond?
Issuer has been actively engaged in environmental initiative for some time and decided to issue sustainability-linked bond as a way to effectively promote to investors their environmental initiatives by linking bond financing and their environmental objectives.
Okay, so how about the technical aspects of the bonds? What were the economic cash flows? How would these be affected by the KPIs? What were those KPIs and the SBTs or the performance targets in sustainability?
So issuer set two KPIs, which are first investment in renewable energy and second forest circulation by fire resistant wooden building constructions. As SBTs, they also set two SBTs, which are RE100 achieved by 2025 and the completion of a 12-story commercial fire resistant wooden building to be constructed also by 2025. If the SBTs are not achieved in 2025, the coupon will step up by 10 basis points.
Okay, so both of these KPIs were related to renewable energy and also green construction, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so this is one issuer in the construction real estate space, but what other industries or businesses do you have in mind which may be suitable for SLBs in Japan?
We think a sustainability-linked bond will not be limited to industries, but will especially fit to potential issuers which do not have sufficient green assets, since the strength of SLB is its possibility to conduct sustainable finance without being restricted by UOP.
Exactly. So the selling point, I suppose, of SLBs is that the company issuing does not have to have a huge amount of investments in sustainability, but if they are going in the right direction, transitioning towards sustainability, then it could be very suitable to them. Okay, well, so for the Kulik bond, what response did you receive from the market and from other stakeholders?
So since this was the first sustainability-linked bond issued in Japanese bond market, it took a long time for the SLB scheme to be understood by investors. But generally speaking, it was well received because as an investor, it gives them an opportunity to guide issuers' business towards sustainability. On the other hand, since the coupon may fluctuate, some investors said that the bond might be treated as a structured bond and the appropriate system to treat and evaluate SLB is yet to be established internally.
Okay, that's right. SLBs are still relatively new to the market, so it does take a little bit of explaining the differences between the SLBs and the more traditional green and social bonds, which are based on use of proceeds. Okay, just one last question. When speaking with your clients as an underwriter, how do you compare the relative advantages of various ESG products, such as SLBs, sustainability-linked loans, green, social, SDG bonds? These are all different options for an issuer that's your client to raise funds in the sustainability space.
Yes, we especially focus on explaining the strengths of SLB, which is, as said before, that the issuance of SLB can be easier than traditional UOP type bond, such as green bond, social bond, because UOP is not limited. And also because SLB can be a way to promote issuers' effort in sustainability by linking finance with their business that are considered to be material.
Okay. Thank you very much for your informative insights. And we do look forward to seeing more SLBs, some more innovative structures, and other types of ESG-related bonds, as well as broader sustainability initiatives from Japan and from Mizuho. So thank you again to our guests for sharing their insights with us today. And to our listeners in the global audience, we hope you found this podcast useful. We encourage you to share your comments and suggestions with us. You may email us at events@icmagroup.org. That's events@icmagroup.org. Thank you for your time, and we wish you all an excellent day.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.